Bye bye. Hello everyone. Welcome to Andres' Late Night Delights on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Welcome back. What you just heard was Genzo's Cathedral of Hope by Yabujin. I actually listened to all of his songs on Spotify yesterday at like 2 a.m. And that's not even like his entire discography. A lot of his stuff's like deleted. Like, I had to look stuff up on like these like archive YouTube channels. This song right here I'm pulling from SoundCloud, like off of a deleted album called Azeroy. And I kind of wish I discovered his music earlier, because apparently he has like this like crazy like world building like lore, and like there's like a whole story and like a series of videos. Apparently he has like his own language he made up, like random stuff like that. Like, I would have liked to like see that unfold. But now it's like super hard to like keep track of everything, since like some stuff like is either lost or like all archived on like some random YouTube channels. But whatever, he's an interesting artist. Some of his stuff reminds me of like early Young Lee and in like his rapping style. But his instrumentals are so like nostalgic, and that one really reminds me of like maybe like a Super Nintendo like JRPG. And like the stormy ambiance in the background is just, this really sets that mood. And I feel like you get that from quite a bit of his songs, because he also samples like really obscure like Japanese dating simulators and just like random stuff like that. So he's pretty cool. He's like Lithuanian. But yeah. Anyway, up next we have some equally interesting music, I'd say. Our next little three-song block, we're going to span some, I guess you could say this is Pisadinha, but it's also like a mashup. We have Gek Pra Você, Brazão, Pisadinha by O Rubinho, Brazilian artist, and you might know what this might be, judging by the title of the song. But after that, we have a sick electronic song called P by NanoRay, and then followed by Sugarcoat by Kiss of Life, which is the Natty solo track, and honestly probably the only good song off of their self-titled debut EP, quite honestly. Sorry, but yeah, let's get into it. I'm really excited to play this first one in particular, because the album's called Combinações and it's just like some mashup and it's crazy. Let's get into it. Oh my gosh, I just played the SoundCloud again. Alright, bear with me. Alright, here we go, for real this time.
the phone and you say I need love, can you get to me now? Sitting all alone and you call me on the phone and you say I need love, can you get to me now? You're sitting all alone and you call me on the phone and you say I need love, can you get to me now? Sitting all alone and you call me on the phone and you say I need love, can you get to me now?
There's almost no way to escape once it grabs.
Just move, let me down all night.
Welcome back, y'all. So y'all heard Gek Pra Você, Brazil Pisadinha by O Ruinho, followed by P by Nano Ray, and then you just heard Sugarcoat Natty Solo by Kiss of Life. And that song is incredible. They really tap into that like 2000s R&B sound. And I think Natty was a competitor in like a bunch of, or not a bunch of, but at least one like survival, like idol show. So she has more experience, and that might explain why she's given easily the best song on this EP. So honestly, if they can put out something like this, I'm excited to see what they can do later. But honestly, it was the only good one on this EP. So we'll see. I'm still excited though. There's a lot of good new K-pop acts out there, and I've been trying to keep up with a lot of them, but it's kind of hard. Like, I just got around to listening to the new Kepler, the new XG, which were both very... Kepler was very solid. That was one of their best releases, Magic Hour. I think there's only one song that I didn't add to my playlist. And then for the new XG, I'm not gonna play any of it today, or tonight, rather. But I did enjoy some of the songs on there, especially XGene and... Let's see, what was it called? Puppet Show. Puppet Show was very good as well. Wasn't a huge fan of Girl Gang and whatever the other one was. Kind of forgettable. But actually doing a drill song and doing like the 504 in flow is so funny. I don't know why. Like, I did not expect that at all. Especially, it was the first song after the intro. Like, whatever. Let's get into this next 3-song block. I'm going to play some more Yabogen just because I listened to so much yesterday. I'll only be playing a few of his songs today, but it'll show a different style. Like, the first one was more ambient, and then this will tap into like the more electronic. And then I might play something from his side project, DJ Griota Zao, later, which is more like jump style, hard style type stuff. But we've got 8888 Each Divinity by Yabogen, followed by Night to Remember by Keith Patrick. Gonna get into that disco soul type stuff. And then an artist I've played before here, we have DJ Ramemis with Rabiscando no Punchin off of his album Sem Limites. Yeah, we got some funk. And it samples an iconic song, but I don't remember which one it is. You'll definitely recognize it though. But let's get into this Yabogen first, and we'll talk about it later. Thank you.
Let's make this night to remember. Girl, you're all that I've been dreaming of. Let's make this night to remember. With you, I found the meaning of love. Let's make this night to remember. Girl, you know that you're the only one.
Welcome back, y'all. So, that was quite the three-song run. I can't lie. But you heard 8888, Each Divinity by Yabujin, followed by Night to Remember by Keith Patrick, and then lastly, Rabiscando no Ponchin by DJ Ramemis, or Destruidor do Funk, do Funky. But I need to work on my Portuguese pronunciation urgently. That's not going to fly in my Portuguese 11 class. But I love that song, and I feel really bad that I can't name the sample off the top of my head right now, since that song is super recognizable. But anyway, I'm going to start off with some more Yabujin for this next three-song block. Like I said, I just went on like a huge Yabujin marathon last night, trying to like figure out his lore. And I'm like halfway watching like a 30-minute video like explaining what like the Azeroy series of videos was, and like the story behind those. But yeah, I guess I'm like cheating by not watching all of them by myself. But you know, I feel like since like years have passed since those have been released, like I should get a pass for that one. But this next one is called Crystal Helix. I think we're getting back into the more ambient side, but we still have those like super like iconic like drums that you heard on like 888 Divinity. I feel like the drums he uses are pretty unique to him, at least, or maybe not exactly unique to him, but I feel like if you hear them, you can say like, yeah, that's definitely a Yabujin song right there. But the song is, he has like a crazy aesthetic too. Like this album cover has like Mewtwo like overlaid like three times, and like some of his other ones also have like these crazy like bright images with like, again, like Japanese like dating simulators, like anime, like references to like the 2000s internet, just like all that sort of culture. And it's like really cool aesthetic. And it also kind of like carries over into his side projects, but in like a creepier way. But yeah, we have Crystal Helix by Yabujin, followed by a synthwave track called Lucid Memories by Nightwind. And then we have Fido Dio by Stiffy, which is actually, I just recently learned, a Stiffy solo song, but on August Fortnite's album. So I don't know how that works exactly, but I guess it's credited to August Fortnite featuring Stiffy. But anyway, I guess this little three-song box is going to be a little more chill than the ones we've listened to before. But let's get into it. Crystal Helix, followed by Lucid Memories, then Fidelito, which is actually the mascot for 7-Up, or at least it used to be. But I thought that was pretty funny. But let's get into it. Thank you.
rock de verdad. Con swag de verdad.
¿Cómo me llaman al WhatsApp? Pidiendo mi 7 up. Tomo el link con Fido Dido mientras juego a un Fortnite. Puta, no juego Free Fire, ni tampoco tomo Sprite. Fumo un palo de la ceba, subo una nave espacial. Ya, ya, Stevie Patin del club. Yo soy tu maestro, a mi Eddie Sachifu. Ya, ya, estoy posteado hasta chupo. Fumo en la escuela, marihuana, guacu. Tomando el link con Fido Dido. Esto tiene 7 up. Esto tiene 7 up. Esto tiene 7 up, esto tiene 7 up. El jarabe de mi abuelo, le robé el espeto san, le robé el espeto san, ya robé el espeto san.
A la mierda, Swagger Boys. ¿Cuánto swag tiene esta canción?
It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Plug! y'all heard Crystal Helix by Yabogen, followed by Lucid Memories by Nightwind. And then Fido Dido by Stiffy on Agustin Fortnite's Plug Park. Absolute banger, absolute banger. He's drinking lean with Fido Dido. Like, that just sounds like a vibe. But, yeah, honestly, I wanna do something like collab with, like, Apple Jam or, like, WMFO or something. And then we can bring Agustin Fortnite and Stiffy to, like, the Crane Room. And then we have, like, DJ Ramon Suceso open, do a DJ set. That would be the craziest tough show of all time. And honestly, I think we could make something like that happen. Like, if we could get Drake in 2011, like, I don't see why we can't get some other people. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, dang, we're only 36 minutes in, and we're at the last of my Spotify songs. Then I'll have to go back to SoundCloud, and I have some stuff lined up there, but I think I'm gonna have to improvise at the end. But we'll make it work. Next up, we're bringing it back to the K-pop. We've got Signal by Twice, one of my favorite Twice songs. Unfortunately, I did not get to hear it live, but I've been rocking with this song lately. Just like the synths make me feel special. And then we've got Hudden Wabbits by Cemetery featuring BLP Kosher. And BLP Kosher is actually touring. I think he's coming to Big Night Live this month, actually. I might go see him, actually, if I can get press for Melisma, hopefully. And then we have Take It Easy by Kaizo Slumber off of his project Kaizo Slumber Found Dead in Miami, which is kind of a continuation of the sort of like digital hardcore style that he's been taking on recently. I like it. But I don't know. I feel like sometimes his vocals can be kind of hit or miss. But this one's good. I like how he sort of like mixes those styles from hardcore EDM and hardcore punk to create this like new sort of like style of digital hardcore that he's got going on. And then he also, like, brings in those, like, elements of the other style of electronic music that he does that's, like, a lot lighter, a lot more, like, those, like, twinkly bright melodies that you can kind of hear in the background of some of these more hardcore songs. But let's get into it. Signal by Twice, and then we've got Hun Wabbits by Cemetery and BLP Kosher, and then lastly Take It Easy by Kaizo Slumber. Hope you all enjoy this one.
Trying to let you know, 사인을 보내, signal 보내. Hey, I must let you know, 사인을 보내, signal 보내. 사인을 보내, signal 보내. 사인을 보내, signal 보내. 사인을 보내, signal 보내. I must let you know, 사인을 보내, signal 보내. 근데 전혀 안 통해. 눈빛을 보내, 눈치를 주네. 근데 못 알아듣네. 답답해서 미치겠다. 왜 그런지 모르겠다. 정말 다시 한번 힘을 냈어. 사인을 보내, 시그널 보내.
눈짓도 손짓도 어떤 표정도 소용이 없네. 하나도 안 통해. 눈치도 눈치도 전혀 없나 봐. 더 이상 어떻게 내 맘을 표현해. 언제부터 오빠는 네가 좋아. 지기 싫다.
널 보내.
널 보며 웃으면 알아채야지. 오늘만 몇 번째 널 보며 웃는데.
spraying like it's Axe, Harry's hatchet. See you on the other side, my heart's not elastic. Going on an expedition, 2010's there at massive. Ayy, toothpick in my mouth like Odie, and you know I keep a McIntyre group. It just unclear the steam before I sneak attack. And I've been getting cheese, spice it up. I bought the pepper jacks, Swiss cheese, and switchy came for Swish link. He ain't growing up, but I'm still hitting Coochie Bear. Call it polarizing, ducked off on an island like I'm Akon. Call it Soul Survive, striking with that stainless, but you know I'm not gon' Bulbasaur. Sip you hop up in that lane, that's why I ain't socializing. Open up the map, I'm about to take them underground. I'm in the capital, city's crushing, I'm feeling safe and sound. I was walking Hillsboro, but now I'm North Cali. But I bought a brand new shovel, meet me at the Haunted Mound. What they say? I ain't part of it, I wanna meet Jamaica. I see you talking slick, partner, say a prayer. Yeah, bitch, I'm on web, it's like Elmer. I'll take your skin and your eyes, even screamers. Be very quiet, I'm on the web, it's bitch, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, I'm counting bases.
Welcome back, everyone. Hope you enjoyed that. But what you just heard was Signal by Twice, followed by Huntin' Wabbits by Cemetery featuring BLP Kosher, and lastly, Take It Easy by Kaizo Slumber. Absolute banger. But let's switch it over to SoundCloud now. I also wanted to give a quick shout-out to some releases, because it's New Music Friday, as you all know. I'm very privileged to have the midnight slot on basically Friday morning, basically, so all the new releases come out at midnight. But I saw the new Dorian Electra album came out, so I'm excited to see what that's all about. And then Merlin Wood, formerly of Brockhampton, dropped an EP, so I'm gonna listen to that as well. I think y'all should probably too, just to keep up with them, see what they're doing. But let's see, We have about 12 minutes left. I think I can sneak in 3 more songs. So let's see. I'll tell you all what I have planned, and then we'll see. We'll see what happens from there. But first up, I have... let's see if I can nail the Chinese pronunciation. Or maybe I'll just click on Google Translate to do it for me. Let's see if this works. Wu Xing Lian, Too Bad by Bloodsboy and Yunk off of their Blackheart EP, collaborative EP. And then after that, I think I'm going to play Met Her at the Donk Parade by DJ Pew Pew Pew, which is a Donk remix of Meet Her at the Love Parade by De Hool. And then I think my... Actually, before that one, I think I might play some DJ Griota Zhao, some of that Yabujin side project, the Jump Style, with Zetrakor Zaus, the Jumping Gargoyles. So that'll be interesting. Let's get into it so I don't waste any time. And then we'll check in after if there's some time. Might cut one of them short just to give the outro. Well, let's get into it. Let's get into it.
Hey,
Welcome back, y'all. Thank you for listening. We're kind of coming to a close here. We have like 2.5 minutes left, but y'all just heard, I forget what how it's pronounced in Chinese, but it translates to Asexual Too Bad by Bloodsboy and Yunk, followed by Zetrakor Zaus, The Jumping Gargoyles by DJ Griota Zhao, and then y'all just heard Met Her at the Dong Parade by DJ Pew Pew Pew. Thank you very much for listening. It's been real. I'll be here next week, same time, same place. And this has been on This Is Late Night Delights on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I think I'm going to close on something a little bit more pleasant. Another Kaizo Slumber song, but this time more chill. This is the Affection mix of Long Live Slumber. And the regular song has this like super like distorted like screeching sound throughout it. But this one takes it out, makes it a little bit more palatable for most people, I'd say. But yeah, reminds me of like an N64 song. But yeah, thank you very much for listening yet again. It's been real. It's been Andres. We've got some Kaizo Slumber to close it out. Good night.
To tell you how excited I am for the new Kaizo Slumber album.
Kaizo Worldwide, bitch.